Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, with us right now as we discuss a case that many didn't think we'd talk about really much again, unless in a retrospective sort of way, BTK, until the news comes that Dennis Rader has died in prison, which he has not, obviously, as of yet. Carrie saying his daughter, that he is kind of rotting away and is like a shell, basically, in a wheelchair, has basically shrunken as he gets into old age. But she went in and had some conversations with him over the summer as an investigation started to get underway into the cold cases that some are looking at going, we think BTK may be connected to. Going and digging up his yard and actually finding some things. We've heard rumors over the years of BTK, possible involvement in other cold cases. What makes this one so different?
This one's so different because there's a lot of factors that are corroborating the fact that he possibly was involved in one murder out of Osage County in Oklahoma. And specifically, there was a journal entry discussing, to paraphrase, you know, it was a bad laundry day and this young woman disappeared at a laundry. Furthermore, there was information about more hidden treasures or trophies for BTK, Dennis Rader, and exactly where they were hidden. And it was under a slab, which would have been under a shed. And they tore up all that concrete, and I believe about 2 feet under, they found a cylindrical-like structure that even had shingles around the side protecting it from the elements. And in there, they found the pantyhose that were, you know, believed to be used in a strangulation. And I believe also it's just recently come out today, jewelry and possible other items. So we don't know who they're connecting that to. But it's very interesting that this is all coming at one time.
It's as if, and it quite literally appears to be, they found one of, as BTK would put it, his hidey holes with stuff in, almost a time capsule of sorts. I saw the Osage County Sheriff talking the other night with Ashley Banfield on News Nation, and he was kind of tossing around the pantyhose. I was a little bit weirded out by that, considering their evidence that are 50-some years old. Why was he just tossing pantyhose around on camera? Did you find that a little bit odd with evidence?
I just always have to say, and I'm not trying to say this in a negative light necessarily, but coming from the Bureau and having everything be so strict, those pantyhose would have been put into evidence and never seen or touched again other than by a DNA expert and by our laboratory and by the officials in our evidence vault, you know, packaging them up appropriately. It's the things that I see, you know, and saw, you know, I worked with the locals for years, 6 years on the gang unit and things like that. And, you know, it's just, they have different protocols, they have different rules. And I mean, he's the man in charge, so he can do whatever he wants. But yeah, I didn't like that one bit. That shouldn't even be anywhere around his desk. It should be in a laboratory. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it's already been examined for possible DNA lasts a long time.
Yeah.
If there was a hair on there, I mean, if it was used as a ligature around a girl's neck, there could likely be a hair on there. And, you know, DNA that could be still recovered. We don't know, but I thought it was odd.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.